The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the application approval, previously rejected by the FERC, is a major milestone for Jordan Cove, but the project still faces regulatory hurdles at the state level. The proposed export terminal in Coos Bay, Oregon, could liquefy over 1 billion cubic feet of gas per day for export to global markets. FERC Commissioner Richard Glick cast the opposition vote, saying the project violates the requirements of the Natural Gas Act and NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act. Glick also says the order fails to consider the climate impacts of the project's greenhouse gas emissions and that it would significantly impact 20 threatened and endangered species, historic properties, and short-term housing. The order gives Jordan Cove the ability to immediately begin taking land via eminent domain for the pipeline, even though the construction of the export terminal is still not assured. FERC Commissioner Bernard McNamee voted in favor of the project. He says that the project's environmental impacts are acceptable, considering the public benefits that will be provided by the project. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.